This call is being recorded.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Pavlik.
Hi, Marcus. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. Hello, hello.
I guess Ruben will join today.
No, he unfortunately he sent an email that he submitted a pull request but can't make it to the telecon.
Okay.
Maybe let's wait one or two more minutes to see if someone joins, and otherwise we get started just 5 past.
Yeah, I can scribe today.
Okay, if you volunteer. I think you scribed already, right?
Yes, but we have a small group to rotate.
True. Yeah, I would say let's get started. So the first point in the agenda was once again an update on the architectural diagram. So just said before, Ruben sent an email, or actually he sent a pull request and an email. So this is the link to the pull request where he integrates it into the main repository and sets up a Travis webhook to generate an SVG out of the LaTeX file or whatever it is, or the .dot file, and add it to the GitHub Pages branch. So he's gonna make that part of the main repository. But apart from that, I didn't review the pull request yet, and I don't know whether the diagram itself was changed or updated or anything. I think since Ruben isn't here, we should just table this discussion and either move it to the pull request itself or the mailing list, or wait till he joins Telecon again. Unless any of you has something that you would like to discuss about this pull request or about the architectural diagram in general. If not, let's move on to the next pull request. It's Pavlik's pull request, schema.org actions, pull request 125. This is the link to it. Pavlik, if you want to give us a quick update, I can take over scribing for the time being.
So I think this pull request addressed all the feedback as far as I can tell. I don't know if you still have something I should change it. I think I kind of touched maybe a few more things than just adding those few actions. But the other question was around the kind of events link, which I now just make like the custom namespace for the vocab. And I think that's also addressed. So from my side, I think it's all done already. But if you think we should still do something.
I would need to review it again, but I made all my comments, and if they're all addressed, I'm fine with merging it. It's a great pull request, by the way. Carol, do you have anything to add, or should we just propose to merge the pull request?
I think I'm okay. We shall go ahead with merging.
Okay, let's just do it formally. Proposal merge. Okay, this is resolved. I will, as usual, merge it after the meeting. Then, next up on the agenda is pull request number one, Carol's pull request for the reference client. Carol, do you want to give us a quick update there?
Sure. So I've pushed some of the changes yesterday. Most of the comments are addressed this or the other way. I think the biggest possible change, I think it was your suggestion, Marcus, was to have this lazily parsed response object. It's not yet implemented. I was just thinking about how it can be achieved, and I finally decided I think it would be better just to leave it for future development. I think it would complicate things at the very beginning. I think it's not necessary for now. This is my opinion. So whether it's up to you whether you are okay with this or you would like to proceed with implementation of this feature at the very beginning.
No, I don't see it as blocking. I'm totally fine if we leave a to-do or something in the code to revisit.
Exactly. I would like to spend more time on covering quickly more features rather than to spend time implementing details. Everything is currently behind interfaces, facades, etc. So we can still replace something in the background with something more sophisticated, but I think for now it's better to proceed with something working and to cover more features rather than to focus on very technical stuff.
Sounds good to me. Like, did you already add a to-do, or could you add a to-do in case you didn't, so that we, you know, don't completely forget about it?
In general, I try to stick to the use cases. Currently, what's already there, it's just a little bit of implementation of the two things, the API documentation fetching and entry point fetching. And next step probably would end up with either creating some, let's say, integration test that would be embedded in the use case. So for instance, we could grab the first or the second use case and create some example data sets for input and output, or we can proceed with some in-depth implementation of other features. I think the first, the former would be better, just to root it in the use case. And this would also...
I completely agree with that. What I meant with to-do, with leaving a to-do, was literally just a comment, you know, like with to-do, so that we don't forget completely about the discussion we had about lazy loading, etc. Or a separate markdown file somewhere in the repository where we write those things down, and then at the later point, we review those things and discuss them again.
Yeah, so for this lazy loading feature, we could create in this... Heracles.ts repository, we could just create, let's say, an issue, for instance, with this.
That's completely fine as well. So
and I was thinking about marching forward to the how we could elevate or utilize those use cases. So this probably could touch the topic of those test data sets that I think it was you, Pavlik, that raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, creating an issue is probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
In general, I think, like, as in case you, like in this case it was you, but if someone creates a pull request and you know, feels that something shouldn't be addressed, I think like opening a separate issue and saying let's postpone this for later should be a completely valid reply to such a comment.
Okay, so I'll create this issue once the pull request is merged, or would you like me to create it ahead of this?
I think it would be nice to, you know, there is a comment thread, just end that thread with I created the issue.
Okay.
One.
Okay, we'll do
it later.
Okay, we'll do
that. You know, just so that we have kind of a you know, a nice log of how we worked and how things evolved. And so, in case we need to go back later. By the way, this is a bit off topic, but I find it a bit difficult to keep track of all those comments that me and other people make on pull requests and whether they have been addressed or not. Do you guys know of any like tool that is better at those pull request reviews than GitHub itself?
Difficult question.
You know, it would be nice if the author of the pull request could mark a thread as being addressed or something.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I can have a look if I find something and present that either on a mailing list or in the next meeting.
I think we could. We would need to make research. I've got some experience with Bitbucket, but it's not free, and then just a separate platform compared to GitHub. So I'm not sure whether it's an alternative here.
Okay, so I will take an action item to have a look for that, I think, because it looks like neither you nor public have any other tool in mind.
Yes, I have no suggestions.
Okay. I'm just writing down my action item. Okay. Carol?
Yeah, I might have one question regarding this pull request of mine. I was just wondering how. The other way, because the discussion on this pull request it's about 10 days long, I think, and it somehow blocks me from any further development, because I'm just afraid that there will be some major change within the initial architecture or initial approach used. So I was wondering how would you like to let's say
modify.
Yeah, it's about the process of this development, how long each of the pull requests should be processed, commented, discussed, etc., because from my perspective, it's kind of slow.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think waiting 10 days for a pull request to be either merged or I don't know, process it somehow, it's way too long. I think it should be somehow quicker. Maybe we shall just try and figure it out how we can arrange the development process or coordinate it or whatever.
So I don't really have a solution, but like what in general works is making the pull request smaller. This one was kind of large with, I don't know, I think it was close to 50 files. And like, you know, it really set the foundation for everything. So maybe it resolves itself. But so that's one thing, making them smaller. The other thing, which is kind of a meta comment, which probably is not going to help in the short term, but may turn out to help in the longer term, is if we would nail down the interfaces first, which probably requires the most discussion and back and forth, and focus on the implementation later, that may give us, you know, speed us up a bit.
So in personal, I prefer a slightly different approach. I think our needs should be the driver, what needs to be implemented or introduced. So that's why I'm not hesitant to introduce all the possible interfaces ad hoc, because I'm not sure whether we are going to use those interfaces this or the other way. So I think that it would be better for the final outcome of this development process that it is driven with needs or requirements rather than some theoretical considerations. So this is my point of view.
No, I completely agree with that, but interfaces could be driven by use cases as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could start from the interface that a user of the library would need to, you know, interact with such a use case, mm-hmm. and then kind of go deeper and deeper and, you know,
mm-hmm.
make it more fine-grained. But, you know, that's just an idea. I don't really have a good solution.
Okay, so I'll try to think it over how the next steps would like, and I will just introduce this to the community with, I don't know, with an email or something.
Yeah. But I guess, what are the next things that you would like to work on? The API documentation fetching and entry point fetching, right?
Yes. So these are, let's say, briefly implemented. So I would like to start with this, let's say, integration test. So introduce a test data set rooted in one or two use cases. I think these were the first two use cases I've created.
Mm-hmm.
So we could start with reference test data that could be used, for instance, for other future implementations of other clients in other platforms.
Mm-hmm. So
this somehow related to what Pavlik wanted
way.
To
yeah, given that on. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
I was about to say, given that we don't really have a good solution on how to speed it up, maybe just, if no one replied after 2 days, just, you know, ping the mailing list asking for reviews. And if you got some reviews and you feel like it's ready to be merged, actively ask for, could we proceed with merging it, or does anyone have any objections? So that we, you know, that people need to speak up if they want to prevent it to being merged, instead of we waiting till everyone is fine with it being merged.
Okay. Okay, so maybe let's give it a try.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, since you are working on it and you need to address all this stuff and therefore are probably always the most up-to-date person on pull requests that you create, maybe just ask on the pull request itself or on the mailing list when you feel it's ready to being merged for a final review, and then we can, you know, merge it after that. Otherwise, it's like me putting it on the agenda on the next telecon, which is probably not the most efficient way, as you pointed out. Pavlik, I will take over scribing again.
I think if we get a bit of a discipline with staying really on topic on the pull request and then defer side topics to separate issues or separate pull requests, it also can speed things up, so we don't get like sidetracked on something interesting but not crucial for given pull request and have it captured. And then I think everyone can move the conversation there, which doesn't block the PR. At least maybe not for the client, for other pull requests. I had the impression that sometimes we sidetrack and this slow things down to get it merged.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah, that's also a very good point. Let's just keep opening issues and address those things. They should be addressed because someone made the comment, but we don't need to do that as part of the pull request. We can just defer that to an issue and do it at a later point in time. Does that sound reasonable to you, Carol?
Yes, I think for now it's everything is better than long-term development as it was before. So I'll give it a try. I'm okay with this.
Okay, awesome. Then we are already at the last agenda item for today, which is void class partition issue 126, which Pavlik raised. So again, I will take over scribing while you're speaking, Pavlik.
Thanks. Actually, I put it as a kind of proposed issue. I don't know if it's really worth discussing, but since you put it on an agenda, I just find this kind of Hydra link sometimes unpractical, because if we want to rely on some common definitions like schema.org, this link to a collection also would need to be commonly recognized and specified. So it's not specific just to particular API, one data set that uses this link. And I think if we just need to find collection of all the events, something like void class partition, or maybe something like Solid uses with their type registry index, could solve the problem that maybe not in all cases the Hydra link is the actual solution. So I mean, maybe I also not sure if that's the intention of this kind of events link, which I remember Marcus introduced in the kind of pull request from Carol, but we try, I understand, to find from the entry point the collection of all events, or what's exactly the requirement or the meaning of this events link.
Carol?
I think we had this kind of discussion some time ago, I think a year ago something. I think that there was also an option of using what was the name of this vocabulary? Data shapes or something like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I did spend some time trying to describe, let's say, strongly typed collection with Hydra by using OWL, but from the client point of view, I think it's a swamp, and it somehow also touches the topic to open world assumption or not to open world assumption. And from what I remember, the data shapes were somehow more to the closed world assumption approach. I don't know how it works with void, but I think there are some other possibilities compared to the void itself. That we could consider.
Yeah, so OWL definitely works and it's able to express that. The problem is that it kind of opens a whole can of worms, and you know, you would need to subset OWL. OWL is quite a complex and powerful vocabulary, so I wouldn't like to require clients to have a complete understanding of OWL. I think class partition is nicer in that regard, but I feel like this should probably be something that should be handled by Hydra natively, given that it's such a common use case in APIs. So we could or we should investigate whether there is a nice short pattern. Maybe we could even do that in like both in the API documentation as well as in the entry point, and simply have something which enumerates collections of certain types, of certain collections of resources of certain types. Probably we should just use issue 126 or what was it? Yeah, issue 126 to discuss this in more detail, I guess, and see if we come up with some patterns. Pavlik? Take your time to finish typing.
Yes, I also need to unmute. Yeah, if you like, also you can rename this issue for something more general than one possible solution. But yeah, I think we just... I also posted this... I will put the link to this How Solid Does It with this like type index registry. But yeah, I think it's useful to address this issue because the solution we currently have, I think it's kind of... It's something that Hydra has, but it doesn't seem that in real-world scenario it's something that actually addresses that issue. So I'll be really happy if we can try to propose some alternative that is kind of a bit more practical in real-world scenario.
Yeah, agreed. Public, will you be the one driving this? Like, are you actively working on finding some patterns or something, or do you think should bring this to the mailing list or somewhere?
I can add this solid link that I posted a while ago to the mailing list to this issue. And do you think we should rename this issue to something more kind of not suggesting particular solution that as I started?
I think that would be a good idea, yeah.
So if you can think of some particular name, maybe you could rename it, and then I would just put the link and post it to the mailing list and start to encourage people to provide the feedback. And now we'll see what would implementation.
Okay, I can take care of that and ping you afterwards. Okay. Let me write down an action item. Rename. Issue 126 to be more generic. That's just a solution. And I'll give you one as well, public to drive discussion regarding sex after the issue has been renamed. Cool.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just said cool and that's it.
Currently, the use case has kind of only events, which makes it like if there were, for example, like people and events, it would be like easier to see there are two different types and collection of two different types of kind of resources or entities or things. And I think maybe if Carol, what do you think that we add to the use case like people or some other or locations or places or something that it's not only events, but there's something more than events?
Yeah, but how does it change the use case? It doesn't matter what kind of type of resource are you going to use.
I think what Pavlik had in mind was if the use cases would talk about multiple types of resources, the problem would become more apparent and would require a solution, like would make it more apparent that the solution for this is required. If there's only events, people probably don't care much about that single events link.
Sure. So I'm open. We can expand the use cases for other resource types. It's not an issue.
Okay. Cool. Is there anything else that you guys would like to discuss? Because we covered everything on the agenda, and we still have half an hour, basically. Doesn't seem so. In that case, thank you very much. I will go ahead and merge the pull requests, and then we'll talk again in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, both of you.
See you in 2 weeks.
Cheers. Bye-bye.